www.ontario-distro.ca.
University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a new episode of original programming.
Good afternoon. My name is Patrick. This is CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, and the program is called Fasten Your Seatbelts, guitar-driven rock, folk, punk, and even other genres. But well, anyway, it'll all be from the 1960s to the present, so you've got a good range to enjoy. So we're going to start. But first of all, I mentioned that the show is called Fasten Your Seatbelts, so we do have an intro for that. So let's check it out. That's too much. We'll fix that and get that on later. Anyway, the show is Fasten Your Seatbelts, and we've got a great lineup of artists for you today. On today's program, we'll be offering a variety of legendary guitarists playing their tunes live. So let's get the show on the road here and start with a gentleman by the name of Bo Diddley. His birth name was Elias Otha Bates, but he's an American guitarist who played a key role in the transition from blues to rock and roll. And he died in 2008, but after greatly influencing Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, etc., but certainly a famous name in the history of rock, and one that you should enjoy. So let's check out Mr. Diddley. And this is a song of his called Who Do You Love?
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. The cobalt snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Snake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? dark when the sky was blue. Down the alley, ice wagon flew. Hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love?
And that was Mr. Bo Diddley with a song called Who Do You Love? And certainly one of the very early rock and roll guitarists, although I'm not sure it was called that in those days, because we're going back to the early 60s, late 50s. But certainly a man who kicked off the guitar revolution. Our next player is a gentleman also known for his guitar playing, of course, and for his place in rock and roll history. We're talking about a guy named Chuck Berry, and Mr. Berry is certainly a well-known to most people, I think. But we're going to bring you up to speed and give you a bit of his sound. So this is Chuck Berry, and certainly a song that you should be aware of. It's certainly one of his favorite ones. So this is Chuck Berry and Johnny Be Good.
Leaving Louisiana.
And there were about 2,000 people waiting for the next concert. That was a recording, of course, of Mr. Chuck Berry singing Johnny Be Good. A great rendition, and certainly he and Bo Diddley, the first two artists that you're hearing this morning, or this afternoon, they are certainly the pioneers in rock guitar. And in the rest of the program this afternoon, we're going to be showing off, or we won't be showing off, some great guitarists will be showing off their skills and the time that they've, built a rock and roll pantheon. So we'll move on today. We're going to be hearing next from the Yardbirds, then going through the list, we'll talk to the Rolling Stones, and not talk to them, we'll listen to them. We'll listen to the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, Roy Gallagher, all the great artists all playing live here. So I hope you enjoy the program. Anyway, that was Chuck Berry, Johnny Be Good. We're going to move on to the next artist, and that's a band called the Yardbirds, and certainly that's probably one that's familiar to you. But if not, I hope you enjoy this. I hope you enjoy this tune. They're certainly artists that are well known and. Well-known for good reason. So let's listen to the Yardbirds. They've got a tune here called Mister, You're a Better Man Than I, and we'll see what they have to say about this. So let's give it a listen. Mister, You're a Better Man Than I.
Tell a bad man
Was the Yardbirds with a tune called Mr. You're a Better Man Than I. And that's what we're going to do this afternoon. We're going to showcase a lot of great guitars playing live, all of them live. Not in the studio, unfortunately, but certainly showing off their wares with a immediate sort of presentation and live music. And we can't fix that with overdubs on the at the recording studio. So you're going to hear some great songs played with a lot of enthusiasm. And we're going to listen to, we've heard from Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry, two of the pioneers in rock and roll, and playing live, playing Who Do You Love and Johnny Be Good, and now the Yardbirds, Mr. You're a Better Man Than I. And we'll move on to the next one. And this is a personal favorite of mine, and a lot of people's. Minds too. So we're going to listen to a band called the Rolling Stones. You might have heard of them, and they have a tune out there that's I think known to everybody, but it's this is a live version, and hopefully you enjoy it. It's the a song called Gimme Shelter. So if you've heard of that, you can sing along. If you haven't, then I don't know where you've been, but this is certainly one that you should check out. So, the Rolling Stones, and the song is Gimme Shelter. And that was another great live performance by the Rolling Stones. Their classic tune, Gimme Shelter, with a new player in the band, Lady Gaga, singing on that song, opposed to Mary Lee Clayton, who is the one you hear on the studio version. But still a great rendition. So anyway, we'll keep moving on here and play these great guitars live and singing some of their best songs. So the next guy up is a gentleman by the name of Eric Clapton. Again, you might have heard of him. Certainly a well-known British guitarist who was a member of the Yardbirds, John Mayall's Blues Breakers, Cream, Blind Faith, and before he settled in as his own solo artist, and he's certainly regarded as one of the most successful and influential guitarists of all time. So anything you hear by Eric Clapton certainly is worth your time. So he's going to do a tune here that perhaps is not as familiar to you, but we'll think you'll enjoy it. This is Eric Clapton with a tune called Hoochie Coochie Man, and hope you enjoy it.
Gypsy woman told my mother before I was born. She said, you got a boy child's coming. Gonna be a son of a gun. Gonna make pretty demons jump and shout up in a world all unknown. John the Conqueror, I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you, girl, leave me by my hand, and then the world will know.
on a 7 day, on a 7 month, 7 doctors say he was born for good luck. That you see, I got $700.
And that was the Hoochie Coochie Man in the person of Eric Clapton. Hope you enjoyed that one. We're going to carry on here with our show here on CKUW Winnipeg 95.9. My name is Patrick, and we're going to move into the second half of the show and follow up on some other great guitar legends and some of their great songs, all played live. So hope you enjoy that kind of a presentation. Our next artist is a guy by the name of Rory Gallagher, and Rory is another great guitarist who flourished in the early rock years before setting off on his own as a member of a band called Taste. Unfortunately, Gallagher died too early, but left an enormous and brilliant music catalog, and I certainly recommend it to you. He's a favorite of this show, and certainly one who still has a lot of staying power, and you can find his discs in most record stores. They're still very popular. So we're going to listen to Rory Gallagher, and he's going to be singing a song called Messin' with the Kid. This is one of his tunes, and I hope you enjoy it.
Oh!
And that's the inimitable Rory Gallagher, still very popular, even though he's unfortunately, sadly, died many years ago. But his music catalog lives on here in North America and also, of course, in his native Great Britain. So I would certainly recommend you follow up with him. He's got a great catalog of great music. Talking about great music, and actually a band that is still playing. So we're going to listen now to The Who. They're an English rock band you might have heard of, formed in London in 1964, and continue performing to this day with their two surviving members, their singer, Roger Daltrey, and their guitar player, a guy named Pete Townsend. And they're certainly well known for their rock opera, Tommy, but we're not going to play that. We're going to play a classic song that they have recorded as well. And this is The Who with a song called Summertime Blues. So check it out, and I hope you enjoy it. The Summertime Blues from The Who, and their great guitarist, Pete Townsend. And that's what we're doing this afternoon, this morning, depending on which side of the bed you got up. This is a series of great guitar players playing live, playing tunes for the most part that they wrote. So we've gone through Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, the Yardbirds, Eric Clapton, the Rolling Stones, of course Keith Richards, Rory Gallagher, and just finished with The Who. So their great guitarist, Pete Townsend, showing off his skills. Anyway, we're on to another great guitarist, and actually, if I may be so indulgent, maybe the best. Well, except for Hendrix, of course, but I would otherwise recommend Jeff Beck to you as beside Jimi Hendrix in terms of great guitar players of all time. So we're going to listen to Jeff Beck now, and you can draw your own conclusions there. And he's going to be singing a song, or he'll be playing the guitar, which will be even more impressive. And this is a song called Superstition.
Well, a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. I said a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Well, you know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by. But you know, nowadays, it's the old man, he's got all the money. And a young man ain't got nothing in the world to say. We'll be right back.
And they have it. Another tune by The Who, and I hope you enjoyed it. So we've got a couple of artists that we would like to squeeze in today before our time runs out. And number one would be a guy by the name of Jeff Beck. You might have heard of him. And we'll give him a spin here. He's going to sing a Stevie Wonder song, or play a Stevie Wonder song. And this is called Superstition. Hope you enjoy it. Wrong. That's The Who again trying to interrupt here. So here is Jeff Beck.
Thank you.
And that was Jeff Beck with Superstition. We got time for one and maybe two more tunes, again, from live concert venues. And the next one is going to be, I tried to move through them, the early great guitarists, like Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, and we've tried to move along sort of in sequence, according to when they appeared on the scene. So our final guitarist, unless we are able to squeeze in another one, but probably our final player is a guy named Gary Clark. And if you haven't heard of him, you should. And you need to get out and get some of his work. Very talented guitarist who has, I think, probably mixed feelings about whether he wants to be a rock star or wants to spread out a little bit further and not just play in the rock genre. Anyway, he does do a great tune, play a great tune here that I think really demonstrates his considerable skills. So we're going to listen to Gary Clark, and the song he's going to play is called When My Train Comes In. It's self-penned, and hope you enjoy it. And again, certainly one of the great guitar players of our day now. Here he is. We'll be right back.
as soon as you turn and walk away. And I, oh Lord, it's bringing me down. Well, the things don't change around me. Ain't no use to me hanging